want to welcome you all here, I hope you've all had a really wonderful masturbation month so far. It's very important for your health. Yes, indeed. And for your sex life. So, we're all here. Dr. Susie's here. Abraham's here. Mariah's here. Harry's here. Mars here. This is the
Adriana
D-I. Radio.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt
stands for
Fuck the rich.
What? Fuck the rich.
Fuck the rich.
Yeah, fuck the rich.
And Merry Masturbation Month, Max. That's a lot of M's, but
M&M's.
Masturbation Month, so we want to encourage you to join us if you haven't already. Of course, you might feel every month is Masturbation Month, but this is the special time, the season of self-love. So go for it, you know? Get the vaccine, okay? Join the herd so we can party. Don't be Joe Rogan. But in the meantime, be safe and masturbate. Yes. Masturbation Month is moving merrily along into its third Saturday. And we are here exploring the power and the glory of self-pleasure, brothers and sisters. Amen, a women, and a gender fluid. Any gender.
Gender fluid? What is that?
Gender fluid is the stuff that comes out of all of us, you know, when we come.
Gender fluid?
It's like squirting,
it's
right.
Like squirting. Okay.
Right, and it can be any gender, the gender of your choice.
Oh, that gender fluid.
We enjoy it. And I think we're on Clubhouse now, where we are taking self-love confessions and giving self-love season tips. I am your mother confessor, and of course, confession is good for the soul and the body.
I'm going to button up, I think. I'm showing too much skin. Especially in these anti-sex days.
Right, anti-sex. You got to be careful. So you got to explore a lot of masturbation because there's so little that you can do with your fellow humans that is okay. And we understand it's important to respect the boundaries of human tolerance. And we're getting more and more boundaried in some ways. You know, and we have our screens and we have our minds. So let's explore the erotic theater of the mind.
Says, so glad you guys are back. We're
back.
Yes,
we're back.
We're back.
And front, baby.
Mm-hmm. Back and front.
Tell us how you love yourself. We're about to leave the station for the Merry Masturbation Month train.
Yeah, and this is the last train to 2022.
We're getting there.
We're getting there.
We're getting
there. We're halfway there. Have patience. The choo-choo train is going to get us there.
Choo-choo. Take the love train. So are we on Clubhouse now? Engineer, Unseen Abe?
Yeah.
Is Rhiannon there yet?
Yes, actually, we got Rhiannon in there. We got Nicholas. We got Jux in there.
And Jux.
We got Adriana in there.
And, all right, hi, Adriana. Welcome.
There's a...
Hello.
Did you hear that, Dr. Susie?
Yes. Hi, Rhiannon.
There's a comment here from... I can't read the name because I don't have my glasses, but it says the Buddha has one fine liquor monastery. That's right. Behind me is the Buddha's bar.
In Dr. Susie's speakeasy. Right. And here we are on Clubhouse. And I happen to know that one of our guests, I'm not sure if you call them guests in Clubhouse, but anyway, Nicholas Tanna is there, and I want to speak to him. By the way, on Clubhouse, just so you know, we're on all these other platforms as well, including Reddit and Facebook,
right,
and YouTube, maybe, and Instagram. Anyway, so you are being broadcast in other ways and recorded, so if you don't want to broadcast beyond your safe little Clubhouse, then don't ask to speak. But I know that Nicholas wouldn't mind because he's a big director, producer, and
of children?
Many. Actually, yes, he just did.
All
Yes. In fact, he has a baby that he's got to take care of tonight. He doesn't only masturbate.
It's family week.
Right, right. So he has to take care of this baby. So we're going to put him on now.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Nicholas.
Welcome. Good to see you on Clubhouse. Welcome.
Yes, you've just come in time to catch the love train leaving the station of Bonoboville, and we're off to 2022, traveling through 2021 in the tunnel of love right now, and we're talking about self-love with Captain Max and Mariah and Unseen Abe and everybody here on the love train, FDR. And Nicholas is joining us for the self-love discussion because you are the director, producer, writer of a great self-love flick, Sticky.
Yeah, that's it. Sticky, a self-love story.
Right. It's the season of self-love. It's masturbation month. Are there special things that you do with Sticky, personally or cinematically or commercially?
Yeah, we're running more promotions usually on May. It's sort of like if you have a Christmas movie, you know, every December you kind of promote and talk about it so folks can get into the spirit of the holiday.
Yeah.
Well, we sort of do the same thing for Sticky, a Self-Love Story every May. We run some promos to let people know, remind people that it exists out there. It's usually run every sex week at Harvard and a lot of the colleges. But, you know, now with COVID, unique year, I don't know how much of that's happening. Really,
sex week.
Sex week. Do they still have it at Harvard?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would imagine it was probably canceled last year and probably this year, too, so far.
It's been canceled at Yale for quite a few years, actually. Nothing to do with COVID, but more to do with the general, let's say, sex negativity of these times. It is, in some ways, more sex positive, but in some ways not so. There's a lot of censorship, a lot of self-censorship. What do you think about that? Do you feel that you have to deal with censorship when you want to get sticky?
Oh, I think there's a lot of censorship. I mean, we were a top-selling movie for Amazon. We were an Amazon Award winner. But our original version of Sticky somehow got flagged. And this happened about 3.5, 4 years ago. And it was a lot of revenue stream. I mean, that would come in every month, especially during May. And for some reason, I think it just, they took it down. And we now I notice it's back up, but as an original poster, the original poster before we went with the distributor. And it's on there somehow, but it's not through Amazon. It's through this other app. So you can still watch it on there. But,
yeah.
But it's really bizarre how they do that.
I have had that Amazon experience with a book.
Interesting. Interesting, yeah.
It's just such a maze of paranoia and censorship, and yet in some ways people are exploring their sexuality more than ever. And you have a new film that you're working on that also happens to deal with the subject of self-pleasure and one of our favorite, I would say, saints of masturbation, Saint Joycelyn Elders.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's now, I think she's 88 now, still active. I'm trying to tell her life story. So we've actually written a scripted feature based on her life, tentatively titled right now, Fire the Surgeon General, based on the experience with what happened with former President Clinton.
Yes, he should have just shut up and taken her advice instead of getting himself a Lewinsky in the oval orifice. I mean, she basically got fired for giving the healthiest sex advice in the world, which is simply that masturbation is a form of safer sex. And that when a public school gives a course in sex education, they can confess to this truth. Tonight's show is about masturbation confessions, and of course, that's very personal sometimes, but it is also a public issue when it comes to just confessing the truth, especially when it comes to our leaders confessing the truth. And certainly, President Billy Jeff, who I defended, and I still defend as not worthy of impeachment just for getting a consensual blowjob. But nevertheless, he should have taken her advice, and he certainly should not have fired her. And I'm so glad you're making this film.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, when you get to know, I don't know if you ever spoke with Dr. Joycelyn Elders, but she's an amazing woman. And her story, I can't wait.
No, I'd really like to speak with her.
Quite a story. Her parents were sharecroppers. So yes. Talking about the rags to riches story, she literally grew up picking cotton and became a doctor and the world's first black surgeon general, male or female. So she's quite an extraordinary person and a life that she lived, and especially in lieu of everything that's happening and the power of diversity and the attention that the Black Lives Movement has had over the last year, I think it's really timely that we tell her story.
Oh yes, it's very timely for so many reasons, but it's Masturbation Month. So let me ask you, did she illuminate it all? Anything to do with that fateful moment when she said those truthful words, when she confessed that great and simple and sort of obvious masturbation truth that then got her fired at the UN?
I mean, when she talked about it, she actually said that it was quite a surprise. I mean, she knew she was going through a lot where there was warnings about her progressive stance on a lot of things.
Yeah.
She had been warned by Shalala at the time, who was the Secretary of Health, sort of to stick to the script, you know, because on a number of things. But she wasn't going to change who she was. And when it comes to the health of people, the general public, she was going to speak the truth like she always did. And so she didn't change that perspective. So for her, she didn't think... She's very interesting because you're talking about a woman who was raised Baptist and came, you know, with an upbringing that was, you know, in the South in Arkansas, but she was a scientist too, and she found her truth in education, and we're in an interesting time right now where you feel like there's this side of you either believe in God or you believe in science, and there's no in between, you know, there's no compromise there. And so she really represents that. She's someone who is a woman of faith, but also is a scientist. And when it comes to facts, she's just going to give it as it is. And there's no hiding that. And that's what she did. And she was surprised afterwards that it became such a politicized thing.
Yeah, I was surprised because it is such an obvious thing. Even back then in 1994, it seemed obvious, and it was yet a very controversial thing. Got her fired by Billy Jeff, of all people. Come on, guy. And wow. At the same time, it really just opened a whole conversation and created this holiday month in honor of her, created by another one of my mentors. I certainly consider Dr. Joycelyn Elders to be one of my great mentors, but I have never had the pleasure and honor of meeting her. But Dr. Betty Dodson, whose book, Sex for One, and it was originally called Liberating Masturbation. That gave me my first orgasm because I was such a bookish girl. I needed to read a book to figure out how to do it. And I was having sex, just not orgasms. like a lot of girls. I did get to meet Betty, and we became good friends. And yeah, Betty was inspired by what Dr. Joycelyn Elders said in the UN. And upset that she was fired, and along with Good Vibrations and Dr. Carol Queen and Joni Blank.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. I'm glad I remembered
also,
her.
Also, Betty Dodson, Joni Blank, all in Sticky Yourself Love Story as well. I had the pleasure of meeting them and working with them as well.
Joni Blank, she was a great masturbator. My goddess, she masturbated on my show. I came up to the Edgewater West Hotel. That was in like 1993. And she just kind of gets on the couch and starts masturbating. It was great. Oh, wow. So
that's how we met Nina Hartley, actually.
And Nina Hartley. Another great masturbator.
She invited us up to her place to shoot her interview. And she answered the door naked, which was, you know, definitely
pure
different
Nina.
For her crew. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Totally Nina. I met Nina at a lifestyles convention. I met her as a swinger, not even as a porn star, because she was really into swinging. Probably still is, although COVID does make things different. Although it is a great time to masturbate. Although I know you've been doing other things. After all, you do have a less than 2-year-old in another
17-month-old
room. 17-month-old that you have to take care of soon. But how's masturbation going for you?
I've been a bit tired.
Too tired to masturbate.
Believe it or not, tired for a lot of things.
Well, you got a baby.
Year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been a rough year.
He had a baby.
Reasons for all of us, I would assume.
Well, it must be rough if a man has a baby, right, Max?
That's tough.
No, he just has to stay up with the baby because he's a good daddy. It's a rough year, and you're making a film, which is challenging to make during a pandemic.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm working on trying to understand the evolving COVID rules for production, which this is unique and makes me a little anxious, you know, because I want to protect the crew and everyone. And none of us have been through this before, so this is unprecedented. So I'm in unfamiliar territory.
Yes, we're all in that territory, just kind of feeling our way. And I often say that if you're really into sex in the 80s and the 90s, and you really had to learn about safe sex, it's a similar thing. You know, if you're very motivated, then you kind of learn how to protect each other. So I'm sure that you will. And yet, it's such a freaky thing. I mean, look at all the Yankees. They just got COVID and they were vaccinated. So I'm telling everyone to get vaccinated. And I'm still telling everyone to get vaccinated, but also wear a mask and masturbate a lot. Okay. So.
Yeah, no, it's interesting you say that, and it's true. You still, just because you have the vaccination, there's mutations out. My father's 83, and he's just a couple of days ago got sick, and we don't know if it's COVID or what. But I'm of course a little anxious about that. But my hope is that with everything, you know, because he is vaccinated, he's already had both shots, that it won't ever get that bad. So, but we are in a new time, and it's going to be interesting how it impacts us moving forward in our culture. I mean, I think people will still be people, and we'll figure out a way.
Yeah.
But to your point, Dr. Susie, like this being able to pleasure oneself and be able to even sit with oneself and be with oneself is something that is somewhat forced upon us. But I mean, you know, we can look upon the negatives of it, but we could also kind of take it as an opportunity to self-reflect. And
if you do it at the same time, you call it metabation.
Metabation.
A word created by another great masturbator, Annie Sprinkle.
Right.
All these great things to do that society finds verboten. It's funny, but sad. And it's wonderful to have people like Dr. Elders and Dodson and you and me to just say, hey, it's okay to explore these pleasures because the oligarchical powers that be, they just want us putting all our energy into working. Work, 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 which is, sounds like what you're doing. I hope you're at least doing some mutual masturbation with the missus.
Yeah, and when we can, more than that.
Okay, no. Yeah. That leads to the other thing, right? We found that out last night.
I think there's just, we censor ourselves too. I mean, not to say that there isn't kind of a systemal problem out there, and who knows, you know, there are certain people out there that have a lot of power that maybe don't use it the best ways. But I do think in general, people imprison themselves and censor themselves many ways. What's so fascinating about this subject and just masturbation alone is that it does tap into the so much more than just getting off. If you really think about it, it taps, and we do go over that in the film.
Yeah.
It taps into our fantasies, our self-worth, you know, hopes and dreams in many ways of what we want and that expression of that. And to whatever you do, I mean, that's, whatever you do to kind of curtail that or you know, in society, shame that, it's really messing with people's minds,
yes.
Their spirits, and that creates resentments that manifest in other ways, I think.
Masturbation is liberation, and that just so happens to be the name of the show that we are playing after this show as a throwback. But it is true. The revolutionary message of masturbation is that if you can help yourself to the greatest sexual pleasure, you really don't need to kowtow to the demands of an unreasonable asshole husband or a withholding bitchy wife or a crazy sex negative religion or a fascist repressive government. You have yourself. You always have that. If you can just find a little private place. You can have yourself, and it's true. Masturbation through meditation leads to meditation and revelation and liberation. It's a very special channel, and that's one of the big reasons that they, quotes around it, you know, don't want us to do it.
There's so much to it that I didn't realize when I first started this film. And I don't know, I remember when I was on your show, we talked a little bit about how it started off as sort of a mockumentary. And then as I was researching and got to know so much more about it, I realized it was a real worthy show of taking it more seriously. I mean, there's inherent comedy in anything that's taboo because you almost have to get through the funny to get people to feel comfortable enough to talk about something.
And so masturbation is funny. You know, I take it very seriously. But come on, it's funny. It's funny to be hanging out there with, you know, your paw between your
well, legs. It's no more funny than dancing or a lot of any other thing that we do.
Right,
we
and that's to funny, too. Pleasure. Come on.
Right,
we're
right.
all shaking our booty. Hey, it's all funny. It's all part of the human craziness, the human comedy. It's
hey,
funny.
I mean,
it's great.
Laugh at the fact, to your point, some people laugh at the fact that, you know, life could be so miserable sometimes, right?
Like, sometimes,
you know, I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes when you're... when you're at your lowest point, you just laugh, you know, almost to deal with
the gallows humor.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, you know, some of the greatest humor comes out of it's the Jewish tradition, right? And some of the I remember reading Man's Search for Meaning, and even in the during the Holocaust,
wow,
and in Nazi concentration camps. The prisoners were actually finding humor in certain things just to kind of survive.
Oh boy,
so,
you are
so
saying just a huge ball of intense stuff, because, you know, of course, yes, you're right on this philosophical level, but you're bringing up the fact that we're Jewish. Before I get into that, though, I want to know, what is going on Clubhouse? Rhiannon, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, hey.
I'm here.
How are you doing? No. Are you masturbating?
Okay. A little bit, you know. Here
right.
And there.
I'm a wandering Jew.
Lose focus.
I'm wandering over here right now. So did you ever meet Nicholas?
No, I haven't. And I've noticed that he has met my husband in passing, according to Facebook.
Oh,
so,
Johnny.
I find it strange. We've never crossed paths before. With our mutual interests in film and sex.
Wow. Did they masturbate in English boarding school together?
I don't know, Nicholas. Did you?
I don't remember it. I would think it'd be more eventful than that, but no, I don't know.
I remember nothing.
Rhiannon? I wanted to ask Nicholas, because your film got blocked from Amazon. Where, for the people listening, do we go...
Actually, you know, it's really interesting. If you do a Google search for watch the ESL love story, it always brings up the places where you can watch a movie. I kind of learned that more recently, actually. But I guess if you want to just Google search watch whatever it is, it shows up the most recent places. So I actually had the web guru, our webmaster, update all our links. So you could also go to our page. stickythemovie.com, and I think he's recently updated all the links where you can watch the film as well.
So I'm curious, what was your biggest challenge in getting Sticky made? Because I have a film in development right now, right? We run up into a lot of challenges as filmmakers, especially if you're trying to pitch something that is a little unusual, or, you know, dealing with vaginas, as my film does. So, you know,
That's a loaded question.
Yeah.
You know, it really depends on your movie and your budget and what it is, right? I mean, there's these days you can try to produce it yourself. I mean, costs have come down to some extent. So I would suggest, you know, there's that route, right? Or you could go through a system where you find angel investors, or you could try to Kickstarter route. And then there's, of course, if you want to do it by getting it pre-distributed, so you sell it to a streamer or network, that's another route, right? So it depends on your path. You can try all of the above and whatever works for you to get the movie made. In the case of Sticky, that was, we finished and we released in 2016. So we started that in 2007. So it was a 7-year journey getting that movie made, in which periods we weren't on it full time. I was doing a lot of other things, but we stopped and started a few times. And that was both good and bad. I mean, because in one level, it was challenging to try to make a movie and keep the gumption to finish something. You know, when you take breaks from it and it goes over that long of a period of time, it's easy to want to almost give up. But on another level, the depth and breadth of what happened and some events that were in the film, like unfortunately the high school student who committed suicide after being sex shamed online.
San
Diego
high school student committed suicide from being sex shamed online.
Yeah, about masturbating. Yeah, and
about
that's in the film.
Masturbating.
Yeah, oh. So that happened actually when we were already in production several years in. So that was a classic example of how it is taboo and how it is a bigger deal. The subject we were talking about, it wasn't just some joke.
Yeah,
and so we were able to cover that and make that a part of the film as well.
Masturbation, it does range from a joke, and hey, I find it funny too. Bonobos do it. It's funny to play with yourself. That's why we call it playing, because it's playful. But yet, somebody committed suicide over it.
You know what? I'm the oldest person here. That's been going on forever.
Forever.
In Montclair, New Jersey, in the 50s.
Yeah.
The anti... And whose fault is it? Mm. It's not the government.
Mm.
It's us.
Us.
We self-center. We don't stand up for the idea that we can talk about things.
Mm.
We don't stand up for the idea that we can show a nipple. Can you imagine that you cannot show a nipple?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a new rule eBay, though.
Oh, yeah. Now it's on eBay, too. It's spreading everywhere.
I mean, it's an old rule on Facebook.
Ladies, all your nipples are being banned.
And how do they know the ladies' nipples from the men's nipples? I'm always curious about that. I mean, I know there's the hairy nipples, but if the man doesn't have hair... And he's got like a little boob, you know, the male boob.
Yeah, how do the bots know?
They seem to know because I see these guys walking around with their huge moobs and they can do it. And yet the ladies, even if they're totally beautifully flat-chested, seem to get flagged.
I'd be willing to bet that some of the men with certain shaped chest, you know, probably do get flagged too. We just don't necessarily hear about it all the time.
Well, maybe we don't hear about it. It might be a little embarrassing.
That's a good point.
maybe they don't want to talk about it. I mean, you know, we live in a very easily shamed
body
society.
Yeah.
We don't
body
really
shamed
talk about
by bots.
Well, there was a trans performance artist who did an internet project that was hashtag Do I Have Boobs Yet? Because they were transitioning from male to female, and they would document themselves topless as they went through hormone therapy to see at what point they got banned. But there's also the artist Nicole Hebron, and she has the male nipple pasty that is open source. You can print it out to put it on your nipples so it won't. You can be topless on Instagram.
Nipple pasties.
Yeah. Well, you know, being probably the most prosecuted publisher in this country, I've been prosecuted 23 times, and I've been arrested. And I spent 2.5 years in prison for conspiracy to publish magazines about sex.
Nipples.
But real magazines. They were magazines that were all made by the readers. So my idea and my friends is don't edit anything. Just publish it as art. These beautiful Polaroid photos. We used to run them full page, and we'd get busted. We'd get busted again. But it's not good to take away my freedom to speak or my freedom as an artist. And so you have to fight for it, like every revolution, because what we're ending up with here, there are no people. We are all talking to bots that are more stupid, okay, than the customer service people.
We were talking the other day, Captain Max, about how when we were on Public Access during our HBO special days, we also had a weekly Public Access show.
Correct.
And we could always talk to the directors that were censoring us about what exactly we did wrong and could we cut a couple of frames or cover up a couple of frames or something. You know, where was the problem? And it was difficult, but it was possible to deal with it. And sometimes we would put black frames over
we did
naughty parts where we would say this is what censorship looks like because we felt very put out, and we were very put out by the fact we had to cover those parts. But now it's not just nipples. It's and suggestive. And what it is now that is very bothersome is just sexually suggestive, which could mean anything. It could mean smoking a cigar. Suggestively.
We are it gets slippery territory when they start saying things like that.
And that's what they're saying.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, and it's true. We have more channels to communicate with others, but these channels still are still controlled by fewer people. So puts us in a precarious situation.
So,
guys, it's a little bit past 11, yeah. Dr. Susie. I have to go, unfortunately, but
it's
I wanted to say thank you for
timing because Amor Hilton is on the other line. And so Amor, stay on the line. She's actually on the phone. We have a phone number. 626-461-5212 is the number. But we're going to talk to her. You brought up a really good subject in terms of the situation with Israel. Well, you didn't bring up Israel. You just brought up being Jewish. But I'm going to be talking about that a little bit later. I still feel like I need to relax and masturbate.
And before you sign off one more time, just we do have some Redditors wanting you to just repeat your movie and book one more time so they can know where to find you.
Yes.
Sure. Sticky, A Self Love Story is the name of the film. And you can find it at Sticky, S-T-I-C-K-Y. sticky themovie.com or Google search Sticky A Self Love Story, watch Sticky A Self Love Story. If you do enjoy it, it was very challenging to make. There were so many, you had asked me, Rihanna, like some of the challenges. There are many, many. I probably have to be on here for hours. I'm glad it was made and it's out there. And if you enjoy it, please leave positive reviews and spread the word.
I'm glad it was made and that it's out there too. It's a great film. It features some of our best friends and heroes and some great sexperts. I mean, the only one it doesn't have is me, really. But otherwise, it's fantastic in terms of opening you up to the wonders, the power, the glory, the humor, and actually the tragedy of masturbation. You know, when something like we were talking about earlier with that girl who committed suicide over being shamed. No one should be shamed over masturbation. It's the most natural, normal thing that we do. So thank you so much for joining us, Nick. And we will be watching Sticky. We will be getting Sticky. And we will also be looking forward to your new film on one of our heroes, Dr. Joycelyn Elders. So you take care. And sometimes even great masturbators like Nick have other kinds of sex. Otherwise, he wouldn't have this baby. So get that baby. All right. Let's talk to Amor Hilton. Amor. Baby Block. Hi.
Hi, mommies. I'm on the Instagram still. You know that.
Okay. Are you
listening? I miss you so much.
I love you.
I love you.
We played our show actually last Saturday because it was not just masturbation month, but it was Mother's Day.
Oh, I forgot. It was the MMM month.
And so we played a show with Baby Block, Amor Hilton.
And yes.
You should say hi to your daddy.
Hi, Dad. I can't see you, but I know I can hear you.
It's all right. I'm here, darling.
There you are. Okay.
I'm right behind you.
Maximilian. Recognize
yes,
that
Amor.
Deep baritone.
I love you, too.
I miss you guys so much. And, you know, I just wanted to fill you in. And
what's going
you know,
on?
That,
are you masturbating?
I wish. My boyfriend just got home from his
you
tattoo
can't do it
stuff,
around
so
him.
I might be doing some boom boom in
boom,
a minute.
Boom. All right. But okay. Well, that usually involves
boom, boom.
A little masturbation. You
boom,
know,
boom.
You slip a hand or a vibrator in between.
It's the month of masturbation.
It is
you know,
May,
you know,
baby.
And
it's
boom
just
boom.
Time.
Too.
Happy boom boom.
You can have boom boom.
Yeah.
Too.
We did last
and,
night. We had
you know,
boom boom.
Got a short note from, I hope it's okay to say, but got a short note from Uncle Ronnie. And
oh, Uncle Ronnie.
Just wants to know that, you know, he's doing, like, okay, and, you know, Miss Adina is helping to fund that so he can make sure he's on his diet and he's doing good, but now he has a white beard and white hair. And
I guess they don't have hair dye.
You know, I hope that he gets out so we can all, you know, love him again, because this is some crazy stuff.
It's
He's in prison.
Yeah, and it's all...
He's in jail. He's in Twin Towers, right? Ron Jeremy. Yeah. Whoa, that's so tough. We talked about him a while ago.
He has, you know, certain diets, Mom, that he needs to stick to.
Yeah, he's a heart patient.
Because otherwise he faints or he passes out, so... Mm-hmm. It's like, it's, you know, more medical. I feel like he should be out and, like, getting help rather than being, you know, in a cell by himself. So.
At least he hasn't gotten COVID, has he?
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah.
And he's
in our family has either, right?
Wow.
Yeah, thank God. I've been quarantined for so long, and I hear all of my friends getting the vaccines, and... You know, I'm just like on a really half and half on it, because most of them get really, really sick. And I don't even get as much as a flu shot. So I'm just scared because, you know, I was.
Get your vaccine, young lady.
I'm scared of it.
Join the herd.
It's fine.
Come on. Get it.
Come with me and hold my hand.
Otherwise, all you'll be able to do is masturbate.
Oh, that's not even.
Well, I guess you're with someone who's not vaccinated. No. Right?
Yeah, well,
I guess your lover.
That's like the best sex in the world. Don't tell him
you have the best sex.
You don't want him to get caught.
Really?
No pun intended.
Tell me about your best sex, but get vaccinated.
Oh my God. Okay, so I'm just going to say, just like for the record, I was like, remember, we had this conversation that I told you I didn't want to do like anal.
Right.
Right. And it just so happened, like, we just fucked for so long, like, a couple months ago, that it went to the point that I was like, I just want to keep going, but, and then I just kind of, like, put him in me, and then we've done it about, like, 3 times since then, and it's just like, you know, when, like, the glove fits the hand perfectly.
The glove fits the hand.
Mm-hmm. And I actually got off to it. I wasn't like, oh my God, this is horrible. I was like, wow, this is really nice.
That's what didn't happen with OJ, right? That part. Right. Okay. So that did happen with you. So your anal glove fit his, like, penis hand, right?
Well, he's, you know.
Or his real hand. Was this fisting?
Me,
no.
So he probably has more.
He's older than you. Is this a May September kind of thing? How much older?
I don't know. We're only like 15 years apart. It's 15. Not that bad.
Little more than, you know, me and the captain.
Let me tell you, he is a hot enough dude.
He's hot enough.
He's had some boom boom experience.
Boom boom. Yeah.
The boom boom experience.
Wow.
At the boom boom room tonight.
Yes.
10:30.
And I love him because he doesn't give a shit about anything that happened in like the adult industry, like any of my past. He's just like,
your past.
Well, and, you know, I've had problems with, like, people judging me and stuff. Oh. So it's like, he really does care about me because he's just like, you know, it is what it
is. I would hope he'd be proud of everything you are.
I hope.
I would hope.
I would. And I would hope. Mommy would go kick his butt otherwise.
Unless you felt it was a bad time. But anyway. Darling, I'm glad you're getting laid well.
Finally.
Finally.
Finally. Right. Good. Do we know him? Should we know his name?
Yeah, he's actually a very famous tattoo artist out here. His name is Eric Works, W-O-R-X, and he works over at the Hollywood and Highland tattoo shop. So he's like the OG of the Boulevard, and he does amazing work. When you see me next,
you're
going to
be the tattoo lady. Do you feel like getting tattooed is a sexual experience?
Yeah, the one on my thigh, the Marie Antoinette.
Right.
That's like right up next to my Gucci, and I heard that really hot pinup girl tattooing it. And I told you,
next
remember,
to your what?
I was like, I couldn't figure out whether that was super hot
up
and I was
near
turned
her coochie.
On or
I wasn't sure if you what? Said coochie or Gucci.
Like, or maybe is your coochie a Gucci?
Gucci.
Could be.
Both.
But yeah, she was like a super attractive female, and it was so close to like, you know, my pretty parts that I was
really?
Like, oh my God, I can't tell if this hurts or I'm really turned on.
So you and your lover,
Eric,
works.
Yes.
Do you tattoo each other as part
he tattoos
of sex?
Me
he tattoos you.
And I love the way, like, his hands feel, like, when he just, like, goes over it. There's just something so fucking hot about that that I can't explain.
Wow.
It's just, like, I don't know. Yeah, there's something really
it's a little scary to me,
it.
The needle and everything, but you enjoy
oh,
it.
Oh, it's not like a shot, Mom. It's more like it just kind of glides over it, and it's kind of more intimate.
Good. Well, I'm glad you like it, darling, and I haven't spoken to you in so long. It's so nice to hear from you, even if you're a week late for Mother's Day.
Oh, hey, it's a whole month for Mother's Day.
All right.
It's so like our birthday.
I
month,
love
remember?
You. I hope you also masturbate during Masturbation Month.
Of course. I agree to those.
What's your favorite way to masturbate? Confess
well, these days,
to your
it's
mother,
like
confessor.
I'm having such good sex, but when he's gone, I literally just think about having sex with him, and it's enough. I'm like, everyone wants porn, but really, it's good enough to the point where I'm like, okay, I just think about him.
Right, right. Okay, we know. You think about him a lot, and we think about him a lot right now.
And I think about
talking
you
to you.
I miss you.
What do you do when you masturbate?
I don't have, like, any equipment with me, so really it's just hands-on.
Hands. Do you use mm-hmm. both hands or just one hand?
One hand.
And do you use yeah. all your fingers or just a couple of fingers?
That's the fun part. Like, I don't actually, like, put it up. I feel like that's, like, his job in a way for some reason. Because,
that's
like,
his job.
You don't masturbate.
Like, the clit, I don't know. That's the best part of it. There was a fun thing. I found a cute Bluetooth sex toy at the Hustler website a couple days ago.
Okay.
And I told him that we need that because he always, like, makes me go to, like, the grocery store and stuff. And I'm
I
like,
see.
You know what?
So you feel like you need to share
it,
all your sexuality with him.
Fun.
All right. That's cool. Well, I hope it all goes very well. How long have you been with him?
It'll be a year and 2 weeks.
Right. Well, you are in a very
I think,
wonderful
like, you know me well enough.
Romance.
I think that's the longest it's
all
ever
right.
had.
The longest, yes.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. I hope you stay together for
hey,
a while.
Hey, you found Maximilian.
We've been together for a long time. We've been married 29 years.
Yeah.
I think we've been together 30 something.
So I think it's possible that there's someone
longer than
everyone.
Bill and Melinda Gates. They broke up. They're breaking up. They're in the process. It takes a long time when you're billionaire.
Oh, yeah. Just to get to know each other in the different ways, not just sexually, but like mentally and emotionally and
we didn't
you
even
know that kind of thing. It's just really unusual for me.
Yeah.
One of my friends just told me his grandparents just celebrated their 60th anniversary, and I
wow.
went, "Whoa! Like that happened?"
That happens.
Well, they must have gotten together really young, like
that's
the Queen.
So cute.
Or elementary
well,
school.
That's kind of scary
boom,
to
boom,
me.
Boom,
yeah,
but
that's
you
too
know,
much.
Susan,
boom, boom, early on.
Susan and I had no boom, boom for 6 years.
6 years we were friends.
Yes, we were just friends. No wow. boom, boom, none of that stuff.
And we did have a mutual masturbation before mm-hmm. we had Boom Boom.
When we were testing Ooh. 900 lines.
We were testing the whole concept of phone sex.
Sex, right.
And mm-hmm. we needed to explore it for real, or so he told me.
I'm so bad at
it. I bought it. I totally bought it. I loved it.
She's on to you,
Max. I'm so bad at it.
You're bad at it.
I am. I feel so strange when I do it. I'm like, okay,
what, phone
like,
sex? Yeah, I can tell.
Amor.
You're very,
I love you guys.
In order to engage in phone sex, what do you need to do, Max?
You need to have a telephone.
Right.
One that works.
Well, she's talking on the telephone.
Yeah. Well, I'm not having phone sex.
No, but I'm asking, what are your tips?
Oh, my tips.
Yeah, because tonight we are giving self-love tips.
Mm-hmm. I used to have a phone thing there where I told a story. I usually just tell stories. Very romantic stories of the villa.
Like a love novel?
You know. Right? Like, just a story. It's storytelling. I don't know what they call it today. Is it prepping somebody,
Maxie,
for sex?
Well, what would you say to initiate it? I'm curious.
You're talking about foreplay? prepping? What
And then,
it's different for everybody, but it always involves sound.
When the phone starts getting sweaty in your ear.
Stories.
Mm-hmm. That's when it all kind of builds up. And
I do feel for you it involves stories, but it also involves a certain tone of voice.
Oh, of course.
Your tone definitely changes. Your breathing changes.
Changes. Everything changes.
Your body changes, that affects your voice.
The erection, of course. The penis changes.
The penis affects your voice.
Becomes like a palm tree.
Isn't that nice?
High Aww. In the sky.
Your husband loves you.
Oh, we love each other. Yes.
Aww, I love you guys.
And yes, you can express great love for different people over the phone
Absolutely.
Or over whatever auditory method you have. I think it's a little more disengaging somehow than doing it through Zoom. Zoom mm-hmm. seems like, whoa, I'm like, that's my body. It's not your body. This is the erotic theater of the mind. And of course, you can masturbate if you want in a way nobody has to know except you. Nobody knows if you're doing it quietly.
Oh, no. Whatever is the private conversation with yourself is private conversation with yourself.
Right.
Like, hey,
that's another thing that's very liberating about masturbation.
Like you said, self-love month.
Well, my darling, you are just a delight to behold. And maybe that's one of the reasons is we can't see you. You love to pose and be looked at. And when you're in the dark like this, a little mysterious.
Aww.
But I hope to see you soon, and I want to wish you a merry masturbation month.
And
it is
happy belated Mother's Month.
To know that masturbation is a part of most good sex. I mean, you know, what are you doing with your hands if you're not touching yourself? You got to touch yourself at some point. So have a wonderful time with your boyfriend and with your life. And I hope to see you soon, darling.
We love you.
We
you
will
take care.
Miss you
talk
guys.
To you
and
later. Merry Masturbation Month.
You're just a piece of art walking around.
Love you, Mommy.
Yes, yes. Masturbation.
And love you, Maximilian.
Yeah, you take care, darling.
Okay, love you.
Love you, Mama.
I love you. Love you. Love you. Love you.
I was just saying we're almost out of time.
Well, not
and
really.
And I have things to say.
We all have things to say. And obviously other people have things to say, but we're going to say what we want to say because
it's something
our
open
show.
Because she sounds like she's in a...
I sound a little bit...
Okay, that's better. That's
okay,
better.
Very good.
It was Clubhouse because I was using my phone.
Is Clubhouse still there? Okay. Is Rihanna still there? Is everybody
still
there?
I'm still here.
Yeah, we got Rihanna, Jux, Casey.
What a trip tonight, man.
What's up, Casey?
People are intense.
Who's that? Who?
Well, Casey, I think.
Casey. Yeah.
Yes. You know Casey.
The videographer.
From our filming. He did some filming with us.
No, he's actually very good. He's very good with the camera.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He walked around with it and shot a lot of the footage.
When we had a gigantic bed, he would step right up on the bed.
On Olympic Boulevard.
He'd be the first to be
barefoot. So what is it you wanted to say?
What do you mean? I got lots of things to say, but I'm going to let you say your things first. But I'm just... Hello?
Hello? What happened?
I lost somebody.
You didn't lose anybody.
No? Oh, okay.
Still here.
Okay. Where was I before being interrupted? What was I saying even?
You said you had things to say.
No. Before that.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, about Casey being the photographer and videographer.
Oh, yeah. So I was talking about that he's a really very good videographer. And when I look at the old shows, you always know his camera.
Right.
You know, it's like, hey, Casey, how you doing?
Casey.
Are you still nuts? You okay?
He means, do you eat nuts? I mean, like...
And do you eat nuts?
He also eats nuts.
He's vegan.
He's vegan.
No, that was
Casey is after you about food. Yeah. Anyway, we love you. You take care.
Love you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Want me to go ahead?
Well, no. You go ahead. Yes.
No.
Are you
so
open?
You're Italian,
I'd like to close. I'd like to close.
Okay. So I will ask you then, do you want me to talk about masturbation? Or do you want me to talk about something serious?
A little politics never hurts.
Okay.
And I also think that no matter what religion we are, no matter who we are, we have to call out people that are creating wars around the world.
Right.
That's our responsibility. It's not our senator or our president. It's none of that. It's us. It's us. And yes, you have free choice. You can become a gangster and a rapist, an economic rapist, you know. Or you can become a hero or a heroine. Heroine? No, that's a drug. Heroin, right? What's what is a female hero?
A shiro.
A shiro.
A bonobo.
A bonobo. There we go.
Shiro bonobo. Those are the MILFs that rule Bonoboville. They're also cougars.
There's cougars around here.
Even though it is Masturbation Month, which is very, very much about yourself, not about others. I'm talking about others right now, which is politics, which is community. And I have to talk for a moment about a community that I'm kind of connected to. Even though I'm not really part of that community, but I am. I certainly didn't choose to be part of that community. No way, Jose. But the government of this community, which is Israel, is currently doing terrible things that I am ashamed of. I am embarrassed about what Israel is doing to Palestinians. It's also a tragedy, and it's an atrocity. But for me, as a Jew, not an Israeli, and certainly not a Zionist, and not a religious Jew. Not at all. In fact, I'm a totally blasphemous Jew, actually. And a wandering Jew. And I have certainly wandered far from the temple. but I am a Jew nonetheless. Certainly by Hitler's standards. So for me, as a Jew, it is an embarrassment. In Yiddish, they call it a shunda. A shame. I am ashamed. And you know, I tell you not to feel shame. Unless you really should. Sometimes you should. Sometimes you feel shame, a personal shame, because you did something wrong. And sometimes it's not you. Not you personally. But you belong to a group. Somehow you belong. And they do something wrong. And so you feel ashamed. And so you either go along with it, or you say, it's wrong. And so, yes, I'm ashamed as a Jew. I'm ashamed also as an American. I'm ashamed of a lot of things as an American, and I talk about that a lot. Maybe it doesn't make me so emotional, but I am still also ashamed as an American because, yes, Americans are aiding the Israelis. So I feel double the shame. Because all of those bombs that Israel is dropping are paid for by America, by American people, by our taxes. And some might say that Jews control America. I don't really agree with that. I say really because I just think it's kind of the other way around. I mean, Jews control America. Come on, there aren't that many Jews. This is not the protocols of the elders of Zion. But actually, it is the other way around. America is big and full of people that aren't Jewish. Jews want to succeed in America, and Jews want to succeed outside of America. America controls this project called Israel. Used to be controlled by, I guess, the UK. Now it's America that controls Israel. But we can't just put it off on America. These are sticky situations. When you confess the truth, you have to confess the whole truth. Although part of the truth is that without America, there is no Israel. As Jeffrey St. Clair said, and he happens to be my Counterpunch editor, but that's not why I'm quoting him. There's a theory that Israel controls U.S. politics, that the most powerful war-making state the world has ever known is a mere puppet of Israel, incapable of asserting its own agenda. But in fact, the U.S. finances Israel. It is dependent on us. Its crimes are ours. We paid for them. And now the crimes are multiplying. Really. Horrible murder and mayhem. Fortunately, the destruction of this media tower that housed the AP and Al Jazeera didn't destroy any actual physical lives, but it destroyed miles and miles of memories and records and archives and film. And I'm sure that was part of it.
That's the sort of a cancel culture.
You know what? I am not against cancel culture on Twitter and social media. You go right ahead. But when you really cancel it, when you destroy it with a fucking bomb, no, I don't like that. So, you know, here's what Newsmax host Grant Stinchfield says about me. Quote, if you are Jewish and if you are a Democrat, well, I'm not exactly a Democrat. I voted Democratic this year. But anyway, if you are living in America today, how do you support an administration that turns its back on your home country? My home country? I never lived in Israel. He sounds like Trump telling the squad to go back where they came from, even though they were born here. I mean, I visited Israel once at 16, and that's when I realized that genocide was going on. I never learned that Israel was a land with people in it. I learned that it was a land without people, for a people without land. That's what I learned in Sunday school, and that was a lie. A lie a lot worse than the lie about Elijah drinking the wine. That was a lie, too. One lie leads to another. But according to Newsmax, I'm not rooting for my home country. So I'm a bad Jew. And I am a bad Jew. But for other reasons. The politics is not complicated. Israel is wrong. Israel is apartheid. It's just complicated to say whether I'm connected. I do know people that live there. I might even be related to some.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. The sadness is this humanity, because the Jews aren't the only ones, of course, that are doing these things. The Germans, the Americans, the Ethiopians, the other. It's a bloodbath. And it's all fed by a few billionaires that basically run the weapons industry.
Yeah. There's all that.
Yeah.
But you know what? Those Sunday school teachers, they taught us something very subversive.
Oh.
In Sunday school. Anyway, I learned we're supposed to speak the truth. So, I'm trying. Even though it's shameful, it is. It's a certain type of communal shame that exists, that I understand, that communities experience. It is infuriating, it is embarrassing, and it often drives people to believe what that community does simply because you don't want to feel the shame. You don't want to confess to the shame. So you go along with your so-called your community, with your so-called your family. So. That creates divisions.
One of the things you're going to find when you come here is that we're always talking about our culture.
Everything is related to sex. I'll figure out a way to relate it.
Yeah, no problem. Hold on a second. I'm going to throw the beer into the garbage.
Sometimes sex leads to babies.
Ta-da.
And it causes beer drinking.
Yes, beer drinking.
Which sometimes leads to violence. This amosexual thing.
And liver problems.
I don't wonder if some of these Zionists, some of these Israelis are developing the same problems that we have here in the United States. I see them in the streets with these insignia, Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers, except they're Jewish, and it's shameful to me.
You need to be controlled. There's too many of you and me and everybody else, the resources, they're running out. Yeah. They're going to be gone.
So experts say that Bibi Netanyahu has orchestrated this to maintain power because he's losing it. Well, he was. Now he's back in the saddle again. And it is because of the war. I guess it's a war at this point. It's not a war.
It's not an enemy.
Israel is an occupying force.
Right.
It's an apartheid. Bernie Sanders, he hasn't called Israel an apartheid occupying force, but he has blamed Netanyahu, as has David Steinberg and some others on Counterpunch, and so did the Wall Street Journal. Certainly Bibi, as Netanyahu has been called, is very bad, and so is Ariel Sharon. But hey, the whole Zionist project is questionable, and call me a self-hating Jew. Alan Dershowitz accused Bernie of being a self-hating Jew for criticizing Israel. So I myself am an Alan Dershowitz hating Jew, but anyway, not self-hating.
All right, and I have one thing to add to this story.
Yes.
We have our friend Abby Martin out in the streets of Los Angeles. She posted on Instagram saying that 15,000 came out for Palestine in Los Angeles today.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
When people are occupied, resistance is justified. That was her quote.
Yeah.
Abby Martin. And she has photos on her Instagram.
She has a film. She's right there.
And, so, yeah.
And I do retweet what Abby says when I don't know what to say because I'm just so choked up like I get. I don't always want to tweet my feelings like a lot of people do. Sorry. I express my feelings on radio easier. Maybe on Clubhouse. I guess I'm on Clubhouse expressing my feelings. So I do that a little easier than tweeting.
These are platforms.
So it's shout out to Abby Martin.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I love what Abby Martin and Robbie Martin,
and Robbie,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
After all, Robbie is the one that interviewed me. I interviewed Abby. And you can see that on YouTube, actually.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
So
I gave it a like.
Oh, thank you.
I gave it a thumb.
Why, thank
thumbs
you.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. All right.
We are doing a throwback after show tonight called Masturbation Liberation from a good year. I feel like they're fine wines.
Oh, yeah, that was a nice year.
Yeah.
I remember that year.
Right? That was the year you took over.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I took over.
Right around that time. And we did,
took over
in your virgin season, a great group of shows. You know, we're always changing.
Yeah.
But this happened to be, I would say, a big group because the space was big.
Oh, yeah.
I would often have a big group of guests on a big, big bed.
Where was this? On Olympic?
Yes, Olympic.
In the warehouse.
Right.
Yeah, the warehouse.
The big warehouse.
The big warehouse.
Although it wasn't the biggest warehouse. Pico was the biggest.
That was 16,000 square feet. Can you imagine?
Well, it was big for me, so I don't know what big is for you. But
quite big.
It was big for me.
And it did have the biggest bed, and we did have a big lot of guests. So this show features, and these are only some of the guests, Aliyah Corsetz, Johnny Carrizo, Lotus Lane, who I did see on Clubhouse last week, but I don't see her this week. Anyway, hey, Lotus, we love you. Lotus was fantastic, really stole the show. And Evelyn Fierce, who was also hot. But I would say Lotus stole the show. And Candace Higgins and Livia Godiva. Remember Livia Godiva with the bird that would sit on her hair? But she was wild.
With the short hair. With the short
and
hair.
Blowjob Godiva. Right.
I mean, wait a minute. Is that the one that left all the poo-poo from the
bird, not from the snake? Right. We had two different beautiful women that stayed at the speakeasy, but each had a pet. This is why we're kind of funny about no pets. Because they both were very beautiful, and they each left their room a mess in many ways. But the worst way was the poo-poo from the pet.
All over the floor. And this girl, this woman is like dressed, you know, and looks really cool and everything.
Looks like a model. Like a.
Also, Reverend Mitz was on this show, and Mistress Ava. And the main photo, featured image, as they say now, is by Jux Lee.
Yeah, Jux. He's in he's in Clubhouse.
I know. Hey, Jux.
Very nice image.
Remember those days.
Image.
This
now.
Show takes you on a multi-orgasmic roller coaster ride, which is kind of like a love train ride.
And for the 20s.
Mm-hmm. 20s. We're in the 20s.
I know. And down the road.
Oh, yeah. And it's a ride of masturbation liberation, education, domination, deprivation, humiliation, stimulation, vibration, and revelation. Masturbation, not occupation. And with all those relevant rhymes and more, like titillation and sensation, well, you could write a hit self-love song. But we did a show, you know, some people do songs. Some people do art. Paintings.
Oh, yes. Paintings.
Yes.
Yes. And now the big new thing is digital art.
Digital painting.
Digital art.
Which is quite nice.
I was talking with Rhiannon about these digital paintings, about doing a squirting one. We have so many beautiful photos.
Oh, yes.
Actually, that would work great. Beautiful, very clear photos. You know, it's
hard
to get those.
Someone mentioned their vagina as an NFT recently also. Whatever that was.
Oh, just the vagina. Who cares? Squirting. We want squirting.
Was it a mold of the vagina?
No, it's cool. Yeah. It's cool. All cool.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how the logistics of that work out, or if you can get her actual vagina by bidding on this NFT, because there is unlockable interactive content.
Sounds suspicious. Okay, I'll have to find out how that works sometimes.
It's blockchain-backed porn, essentially.
Ah, blockchain.
Blockchain porn.
Yes. I feel like I should be making money on that.
I know. They totally
somehow
took your
speaking
name.
Of relatives, please blockchain, don't do anything embarrassing. I don't know.
Too late. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Families are not fair. Isn't that right, Jux? Jux understands.
Hey, Jux is in here. Why don't you chime in?
Families
Jux?
Can be so difficult. That's why we're promoting masturbation.
Good.
We do have to do the next virtue of masturbation. There are eight, and we have done three.
We're telling them now?
Well, we could.
Well, we started last week, and then we didn't finish.
We started two weeks ago.
We're
right? out of time.
At the beginning of May.
Right. Yeah. And so we're going to get one.
And I made reservations.
I know.
So just give us one.
I am just telling you that we have one to give, or two, or three, or five.
What to give?
But we're not going to give five. We're going to give one. Because you have to say.
Give one of what?
This. One virtue.
One virtue.
Go for
achoo.
It.
It's like.
Go for it.
Choo choo. The train.
Oh, choo choo. You'd like that?
Right. Okay. So. The fifth great virtue of masturbation is masturbation is safe.
Safe.
Right.
Well, kind of. Yeah.
Okay. So as long as you're not playing auto asphyxiation games or like sticking light bulbs up your rectum. You won't get hurt.
What if a bulb pops in there?
Well, there's certain ways in which it's not safe, like I said.
Then you have to go to the hospital.
As long as you're not doing those things.
Everybody's laughing at you. The guy had a light bulb up his ass.
Right. So there are certain things that one would think are obvious not to do.
Right, right.
But you see, because masturbation is so censored, a lot of ignorant people out there. So they do these things. Light bulbs should not be stuck up any of your orifices.
Nothing glass.
Right. Nothing glass. Very good. To be more general.
Yes.
But wait, no. I have to add.
Glass dildos are okay.
Exactly. There are some glass, heavy glass things. Heavy glass is okay.
Yes.
Heavy. How heavy?
Not a beer bottle or anything like a thin
nothing
glass.
Like this?
Yes. Or a light bulb.
No, beer bottle is not
Coke
good.
Coke bottle.
Not hollow. Not hollow.
Yes.
Right.
Don't get any great ideas with the light bulb.
The light bulb is really bad.
I promise you tonight I will not put a light bulb up my...
Thank you.
I'll rest better tonight.
Certainly way. Not yeah, during no,
please.
Our mutual everybody. Masturbation.
Not tonight. Any other night is okay, but not tonight, please.
You're okay. It's all okay. Everything's okay. Don't get upset. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Jesus is going to come.
So, you know, there's the obvious things that you shouldn't do
yeah.
that make masturbation unsafe. And, of course, also... using someone else's toys. Okay, that would make masturbation unsafe. Don't use someone else's toys.
Right, right.
Really?
Right.
I don't care how much you love that person. Keep your own toys. Or if you use their toys, you know, you have to wash them very carefully. And, you know, put condoms on. That's a good idea. Because toys are very intimate. They're like lovers, really. They get right in there, which is great. We love it. So you do all this stuff, and you're not going to hurt yourself. And even more important, you will not hurt other people. Actually, that's really much more important, because who cares about you, right? Well, I do. But most people don't. So the important thing is if you masturbate, you won't hurt anyone else. And just in case you're clueless about consent, masturbation keeps you from raping anyone. Remember the origin of masturbation. The Greeks told the story. You see, there is no story like that in the Bible. The origin of masturbation is that Hermes taught Pan masturbation when a nymph rejected him and he didn't know how to handle the rejection.
Oh.
Well, that's often a reason for rape because of rejection or imagined rejection.
Right. Grab your dick.
Grab your dick.
That's it.
Right, if you have a dick or
hold on tight.
Other stuff. Whatever you have.
Grab whatever
right,
you have.
It's a good thing.
You're going to have the petite
it's
mort.
A rape prevention technique.
The petite death.
For guys especially, but girls yeah. too.
Yeah, girls too.
You know, girls can be out of hand,
women.
So to speak, you know.
Yeah.
Women, right. Any gender, you know, is good to masturbate.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you have problematic sexual desires, if you want to do illegal, immoral, non-consensual things, just don't do them. Masturbate.
Just want to let you know that this conversation is being closely watched.
Yes.
It's a very nice conversation.
We listen to it.
But we live in a world... where there's no people. there's no people. Wherever you call, there's nobody. There's these bots. Mm. One of them yesterday or today said, I'm a bot, but you can ask me anything, and I'm going to tell you what you can ask me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no.
That's not anything.
Right. Yeah.
You know? And then when you get somebody from customer service, they have no idea. No idea, no power, no decision making. Nothing.
Just a script.
Yeah, just a script. And it's a, and I wanted to say, I'd like to get a hold of the people that wrote this script. Because everybody's using the same script now.
We greatly apologize for that. I'm so sorry that you've had to endure this.
They've had to go down to the Xerox place or whatever they call it now and make more copies because it was constantly changing. Like technology, but this was just brain stuff. Anyway, so people are disappearing. And
Yeah, we used to have someone to talk to about censorship.
Right. Oh, right, right, right. Oh, yeah, those types of just.
Now it's like, we don't even want to get involved in this.
Talk to Alexa.
I used to have Google.
Talk to Alexa.
Talk to a Googler.
Talk to a Googler.
I talk to a real person now. Yeah. I have to.
But you have to spend money. You have to be a client.
Now I have to text.
Oh, now you have to text.
To be a client worth $10,000 or more.
And it's so creepy when you text and they respond really quickly.
I know.
Because they're a bot.
Right, they're a bot.
It creeps me out.
Sometimes I just go, you're a bot. You're a bot. Are you a bot?
Yeah, a real person would be lazy.
Say, how can I help you? How can I help you? It's awful.
So if you have sex with a bot, is it masturbation?
Ooh, good question.
If
good
you do, question. While you're touching yourself, then yeah, it's like phone sex, except it's bot sex. I would say there's going to be a whole genre.
Did the bot consent?
Bot sex that is an aspect.
And they're going to have bots that'll call
phone
you.
Phone sex.
That's going to be a category in porn real soon.
Well,
real
hey,
soon.
That you can have a recording and you can have a real person that programs something like a Siri who would be more a sex Siri.
Or just Siri.
Silicone
or
Siri.
Sexy.
Silicone Siri. Yeah. That sounds. Right. That's like a. That's a.
So
that
silicone
sexy.
Makes it sound like it's fake boobs, though. Which nothing against fake boobs, but you know, not everybody likes them. I think. Hey, sexy Siri.
Do you like fake
sexy
boobs?
Siri, yeah.
Oh yes! Oh yes! Oh yes!
Rihanna that was has a real beautiful naturals. Yes. So beautiful. What a hot MILF you are, Rihanna.
That was a funny robotic sex voice that you just gave.
Do you play with your boobs when you masturbate?
I do sometimes, but I can only play with one at a time because of logistics issues.
Logistics, right. Well, you know what? I have much tinier boobs, but I can only play with one at a time. So, you know, I think we've got to wind up the show.
Yeah.
And so I
that
want
was great.
To
was always
say
great.
Thank you, Rihanna.
Yeah, thank you.
Aarons, MFA, and what, MILF, multiple Susie Award winner.
And what room? What room was she in running?
This room has been called Dr. Susie's Speakeasy.
Okay.
On Clubhouse.
Okay. You go there Saturdays.
Yeah, and thanks to all our listeners across all the platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Reddit, Clubhouse. Sorry we couldn't get to all your comments, and I know we couldn't get to one of our caller, too.
Dr. Susie.
So thank you, guys.
Amish country. Amish country. Yes. Interesting. Yeah. Really. Yeah.
Greetings from Amish country.
That is so cool.
That was kind of nice.
I was watching that Amish song by Weird Al Yankovic on Twitter. Somebody was posting it. What is that song about? It's so funny about being Amish. It sort of made it sexy.
Oh, well, you're talking about Amish
paradise?
Paradise.
Yes.
Paradise.
It's like,
that's a good one.
He talks about churning the butter.
Beautiful.
And, you know,
so
funny.
Sexy.
I love you.
But silly at the same time. Yeah, you got to laugh and enjoy. and, you know, celebrate these where you can. Because there's so many fucked up things about this world. We got to fuck the rich. You know what?
For
we didn't get time really to talk about Bill and Melinda Gates, who failed in their, you know, marriage. But I guess, as Bill said, it was a loveless marriage.
A loveless one. I myself
one of my favorite Beatles songs. Can't buy me love.
I love that song.
No.
Yeah, it's a great song.
I'll give you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll give you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I don't need much for money. Money can't buy me love.
Jeez,
you know?
Can't buy me
love. Hey, I got to say, it influenced me, that song. Little girl,
that music
I lived
is
by
gone.
It, and it led to this show, and it led to Captain Max, because certainly money didn't buy me love on there. Mm. That ship, no. He didn't bring any treasure chest from that principality. But he brought a treasure of romance.
That's right.
And fun.
Romance and fun.
It's just as valuable.
Yeah.
Oh, much more
girls
valid.
Girls don't want to just have
much
fun.
More valid, because look at Bill and Melinda. I was looking at
him. Yeah, their relationship
I was thinking, I don't want to be them.
Can you imagine?
Cool. Yeah, billions of dollars.
But you can't
cool.
move.
I would like a million.
You literally
I would like,
cannot move. It's like your life moved. Is taken over.
Yeah.
It's orchestrated.
That's it.
It's orchestrated.
Totally. And that's what they're actually doing to us.
We really have to send
we're
him
all
the
getting
bonobo
orchestrated.
Way. Yeah. And we have to send Melinda, maybe a Sibian or a motor bunny.
By the way, they're
going to
take it. They're going to take it up at the board meeting, Bonobo.
Bonobo, yes. We are going to perhaps hear from Lolia Bonobo in terms of contacting both Bill Gates and Elon Musk, who I told them have expressed interest in bonobos. They both identify
as bonobos.
With bonobos.
Because they're sex perverts.
Bill says that if he could be an animal, he would be a bonobo.
Which
a
is
non-human
fine, you know,
animal.
Hey, what do,
and Elon
what do I know?
just was saying to Joe Rogaine, Joe, if you use Rogaine, what happened there? No, he said bonobos are cool or something like that. Anyways, it's great. You know, the possibilities right there. So, you know, sorry to hear about this. I mean, Bill is sort of a swinger, what I've heard. You know, he goes on vacations with past girlfriends, you know. So that's interesting. I don't even do that.
Can you do that, Max?
I don't even do that. That
do you know what that entails? You got to get up. You got to get all whatever you got to get. And you got to be cool looking.
You got to be cool looking.
Yeah.
Are you saying you're married now so you don't have to worry about that?
I need to go through all that shit.
Any adventures I have had.
He shows up naked.
I have right here at home.
It's
I have my adventures right
good
at
morning
home.
And
Rhiannon,
hello nipples.
I've had adventures with Rhiannon. You can watch me having adventures in this show that is going to follow our live broadcast of FDR. Fuck the rich, because the rich need to get fucked. That is, need to pay taxes. But also probably they need to masturbate.
A lot of them are saying, I'm going to pay. I'm
going to pay.
That's right.
And they should pay.
That's what they say publicly.
Right.
Yeah, they should pay. They should
pay. Until light bulb is up there.
rectum.
No light bulbs.
Explode.
In their prostate. You know.
Then.
Anyway, tune in to Masturbation Liberation, featuring a whole bunch of really hot, amazing people.
Yeah.
But especially pay attention to the lovely lapsed Catholic libertine, Lotus Lane, who loves alliteration, proclaiming herself unafraid to celebrate Masturbation Month to the fullest and show off her beautiful self. You know, of course, she's beautiful, so big deal. But yeah, she shows herself off, and it's really nice for the rest of us. You know, she's great. She has Bonoboville Communion, and we give her a swing-tastic vibrator. And she rides a Sibian, and she dominates her boyfriend Johnny, and she dominates a cuckold. Do you remember the cuckold that was there? An older dude named Steve, and mm-hmm, you can watch mm-hmm, him. Mm-hmm. He's dominated, and then in the after party, Lotus performs like breathtaking erotic athletics with studly newcomer at the time, Rome Major. Now he's, of course, a regular porn star. And then he was the first time. You know, we do a lot of first timers, and it's a lot of fun. And they're all over 18, don't worry. So
ready? We got to close.
We got to go. So, yeah.
Yeah. So just remember that the people are disappearing. You're talking to machines.
We are not a machine. If you call us at 213, I was just about to give out the number of the machine. Number. That's actually a machine. 213-291-9497. You will get a machine. Although if you press 9 or any number really, you will get through to us, and we are real.
And we don't put you in a, what do they call those things, ring around?
A merry-go-round.
A merry-go-round.
Although that sounds like fun.
Press 3.
Right.
You press 6 if you're... And every one of them says, please pay attention because some of our stuff has changed.
All right. So call us.
Every one of them.
And, you know, it's funny you're talking about that. We should talk about how some guys actually masturbate
to that.
Yeah. They like the sound of Siri. You know,
we got a nice voice. So
yeah. And so they'll masturbate to her. And they call back and back and back, just like they do on our recording, too.
There's actually a movie with Joaquin Phoenix where he falls in love with our AI.
Oh, yeah. That was called Her?
Yeah.
Right. It's intense. It's wild. Right. Jux Lee, I see he's been on Facebook, and David Harold Hunt and Harry. Everybody else is going... Right, over. Anyway, we're on all kinds of platforms. We've had a great time. We got to go. Stay tuned for our great show. And it features some of Jux Lee's photographs.
Yeah.
And so...
And support our vices. And our advice.
Right. And our bonobos. We always take a portion
and
of
peace
our
don't kill.
Meager revenue and support the bonobos.
Try not to have blood on your hands.
Yes, yes. Try not to.
Try not to.
Right.
If you can.
Make love, not war.
Then, you know, you should commit yourself to suicide in war.
Make love.
Yeah. But leave us out of it. Okay, we have nothing to do with the industrial military complex that Mr. Eisenhower told us is running the country.
Make like bonobos. Not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. I love you.
I love you too.
You do you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio City 1 Worldwide Web.